What? How many weeks do we have? Okay, we'll talk. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Okay, we have Chumash now. Sunday, we'll have regular shiur on Sunday. Okay. Says the Torah. Vayi bayom hashmini. Kara Moshe l'Aron ulvanu l'zinikne Yisrael. Yom HaShmini, according to most shittas, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the eighth day of the Miluim, and it was a very special day, and they were basically the day that the Mishkan was finally up, and they brought several korbanos. So Hashem says, Moshe says to Aaron, "Kach lecha egel bemokar lechatos, va'ayel olot tamimim va'krev lefnei Hashem." Good. Tell Bnei Yisrael to daber leimor, kechu sir izim lechatas. You should bring a sir izim, a goat. So, Klal Yisrael had to bring a seer izim lechatas, and the egel v'cheves bnei shana tmimim la'ola. What was the purpose of the seer izim lechatas and the egel v'cheves? So, if you look at the Sifra on page 5, that's a Torah Kohen, the Sifra. 5. So, the last three lines, you don't have to read the whole thing. First word on the line is Me'arim. El Amar Lem Atem Yesh B'yedchem B'tchil V'yesh B'chem B'sof. He said, Klal Yisrael had two averis that they did that needs atonement. One B'tchila in the beginning, and one later on. What was Yesh B'tchila V'yishchatu Sirizim? What was V'yishchatu Sirizim? That was by Mechiras Yosef, right? That they shechted a Sirizim, right? And they made believe that Yosef was killed, right? The whole story with the Tonus, right? So the Seer Izim, the goat that they brought now in Parsha Shmini, was a kapara for what? Kapara for what? Mechiras Yosef. And then they need another carbon. The Egel. Yesh Mechem Sof, Osulam Egel Masecha. They made the egel azav. So it says, Yovo sir izim v'yichaper al maisa izim, Yovo egel v'yichaper al maisa egel. So these are the two averis. The what? Mechiras Yosef and the cheta egel. So the chu sir izim, so the pasuk here, in pasuk vav, he's pasuk gimel, Vel bnei Yisrael to daber leimor kechusir izim lechatos. That's to be mechaper on the mechaydim mechiras Yosef. Because when they sold Yosef, what did they do? They took a goat and they shechted it and they put the blood on the ketonus and they told the father, that he was killed. Ve'egel ve'keves bnei shol to mi malola. That's for what? That's for the cheta egel. So what's the connection? What's the connection between these two averis that all of a sudden need kapara at this time? So if you'll take a look in the Gemara on Shabbos, on page 6. So the Gemara says like this. Okay, God and Yisharad, Ratani, Rav Shimon, Eloza, Om, Rav Shimon, Bar, Kilfa, Bar, Agra, Shah, Om, Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan, and Nura. Hamekare, Begadu, Bechamasso. Page 6. If a person is angry, so what is it? So he tears his clothing, he's angry. Like he's so angry, he just takes his wallet and just throws the money. He's angry. Anger is like avodah zarah. Why? And then he writes, "Shekachum nosu shel yitzhara." He says that's how the yitzhara works. Hayom omer la sekach. Whereas, it's, you know, the person who worships Avodah Zarah, it doesn't happen overnight. One day he stops doing this. One day he stops doing this. And then it's a process. Until finally he's over Avodah Zarah. It's a process. The process. So what's the connection? Why is a person who's kohes ki'ilo oved avodah zarah? So there's a famous piece, Chazal quotes from the Tanya, on page 7, the name. They having a thing here tonight? No. Getting ready. No, you ever come by here 10:15 at night, the space measure on Thursday nights. The space measure is full. With it's very nice to see. It's very inspirational. To see a Bachrim from Crown Heights with Bachrim from here. The whole base measure is full. I am very inspired. So we were preparing a little bit. So the Tanya says he says, "Lahavin imre bina mashakosu b'seifa nikrat savas rivash." Right? What is savas rivash? Who is the rivash? Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. That's the rivash. Rivash is one of the Rishonim, but he's referring to the rivash as Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. And he says, "Agam b'shebe emes eino savaso." Now, tzava usually means a will. That's what a tzavar usually is. But he says, no, it wasn't his will. It's a book that they have. They even translate it to English, right? The tzavas rivash. You can get it in English. It's a collection of things that he said. That was a collection or part of a collection. So he says, why is it that a person's koes is kilo over avodah zarah? He says, why? See, why does a person get angry? Because obviously something went wrong. Something happened, or something went wrong. Something went wrong. So you're angry, and that's normal, right? But if a person's on the highest level of Amunah, so he realizes that anything that went wrong is because Hashem declared that it should go wrong for you, for whatever reason that Hashem
wanted to teach you a lesson or whatever it is. So if a person had, obviously, that's a high level, to have total emuna, so you'll never get angry, because it's Hashem speaking to me directly that this thing, you know, didn't go the way I wanted it to go. So if a person's angry, so he's not realizing that it's Hashem that's doing this. Now, this is a famous line that he writes. Do we say that even if somebody, another person, hurt you? What do we say? You see, there's a famous Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayeshev, where he says that if another person hurt you, that was his own bechira, and that's not necessarily that Hashem wanted you to get hurt, because he's a baal bechira. So Hashem's not going to take away your bechira. But he says not that way. He says even if another person hurts you, it's because Hashem wanted you to get hurt, or else he would have made sure that you didn't get hurt. So af sheben adam shu baal bechira. You see, people say, my friend Rabbi Nachum Sperr wrote a whole kuntres on this, on the machlokas between the Tanya and the Or Chaim HaKadosh says it by when they threw Yosef in the pit. He says, why did they throw Yosef in the pit? Because in the pit it was only animals, snakes. So Yosef was a tzaddik; they knew he wouldn't get hurt, because Hashem will make sure. If it would have been people, in other words, what did he accomplish? He didn't want the people to kill Yosef. But then he threw him in with snakes. So Vaidi's going to get it. No. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, because when it's people involved, then Hashem's not going to take away the Bechir. So even though you don't deserve to get hit, you could still get hit. But when it's a snake, snake is not a Baal Bechira. So Hashem will make sure you won't be okay. So that was the reason why he put it in the pit and not here. That's the famous Or Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayeshev. But the Tanya says, no, even people, if Hashem doesn't want you to get hurt, so even if there's somebody who wants to hurt you, Hashem will make sure that it doesn't happen. So the kitzur, what does Avodah Zarah mean? Avodah Zarah means you have a lack of emunah. You have a lack of emunah. Right? So he says that's exactly why Kohes, the Tanya says, that's why Kohes get you over Avodah Zarah, because you're angry because something didn't go your way. Something happened that upset you. So if a person really has the ultimate Amunah, he'll realize it's from Hashem. So then he won't get angry. Because if we know that something's from Hashem, we really believe that, and Hashem knows what's best for us, so then we won't be angry. The reason why we get angry is because we feel it was unfair. But Hashem is the ultimate of fairness, because he knows everything. You know, the human being is limited. That's why Rav Lachman likes to say that Dayanim in the Torah are called Elokim, because only God can really judge. So we really can't judge. So in this world, we have to have judges to have some sense of order and justice. So even though we're acting ki'ilu with God, but it's really not something a human being can judge another human being. But Leis Breira, we have to have a certain measure. But that's what the Tanya is saying. So now comes the Kozhik Lover on page 12. Eretz Tzvi. I always tell you, on 5A in the library, you go out of the elevator, 5A, and you'll see the picture of the Kozhik Lover. And then you should look at it to give you a year of Shemayim. Next time you're in the library. So he says like this. He says, so getting back to the original question, who's the reason for Machapas, right? That's the Machaper on the Pirusios. The Eidol Lachem is the Rishon of Min Lola. That's the Machaper on what? That's the Machaper on the Cheda Eidol. He says, so it says like this. Near it, fourth line. The Cheta Egel Hemshech. You see from this medrash that they needed a kapara here for the Chet Bechiris Yosef, Chet Egel together. Why? Because he says the Chet Egel is really a continuation of the Chet Bechiris Yosef. Which is very strange. You know, there's a famous Rosh Chachmah that says, you know, Yom Kippur Davening, we say, Yaka Solchol Yisrael, Umochol Yishifte Yishru. So Solchol Yisrael is the Salach Bikivrech of the Chet Egel, Umochol Yishifte Yishru is the Shifte Yishur, is the Chet of the brothers of Bechiris Yosef. But he says, because those two things represent the paradigm of Menodo Mechadero, the paradigm of Menodo Mamoch. And he's saying different. He's saying that the Chet HaEgel is an outgrowth from the Chet Bechiris Yosef. Why? Well, be my Isa B'Gemara. HaMeshaber Kehla B'Chamoso, Yei B'Nech Gover of Arzor. Shekach Umnoso Shul Yei Tahor. Hayom Omer Lo Asei Kach. Umachor Omer Seil Kach. Hacha Omer Lo Avor of Arzor. Bukhar Kasha, the Mechila Divrei Asash Mashmah, the Meshaber Kehla B'Chamoso, Chet Chomer Hu, Mo'ot, Gover of Arzor. וסוף משמע להיפוך, לא לא בא וחיד דק מאוד. שכח דרכו של יצהור שבדבר קל מביך לחומר. חתר אצלי. So what is it? Indian Avera Gerer is Avera. He says the same thing. In other words, nothing happens overnight. All big problems start as little problems. And then you don't take care of it, and then it grows. So he says, Pasha. So let's go next paragraph. Ine, how to call Kohes Kibo Verozobir, Harab Zalbatanya. That you Kohes, it's a lack of Amuna. So he says the same thing, but happened that they were angry at Yosef. They were angry at Yosef.
So they decided to do bad things to Yosef. But if they would have the ultimate emuna, that if they're getting problems from Yosef, then maybe that's just Yah Hashem giving retribution to them.
So on their level of tzitzus, that was like a lack of amuna, what they did to Yosef. Because they should have accepted that Yosef is starting up with them, maybe that means they should be doing tshuva. That Yosef isn't there. But they didn't have that, they were missing that lack of amuna. So what is that then? On a certain level, that's avodah zarah. Because if you don't have amuna, at a certain level, there's a shmek of avodah zarah. It's not real avodah zarah. It's not that you're worshiping an idol. But you know what? If you start chiseling away a little bit, then you know what happens years later? Then you bow down to an egel hazav. Because once the amuna is shaky, and you don't believe that everything is the Yad Hashem, so then, okay. So that's the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Maybe that kapara, the chet of Bechiris Yosef and the chet, because the chet Egel was the ultimate chet, but it didn't come in a vacuum. It came from the lack of emuna that everything is Yad Hashem from the time of Bechiris Yosef. So therefore, you need kapara now for the original seed, the original severing of emuna, which comes back to the time of Mechiras Yosef, and then what it ultimately caused. In other words, nothing is happening overnight, and that's what he says over here. So he says a beautiful idea. This Shabbos is what?
Is this part?
So he says like this. He says the Dal of Parshas.
This is a beautiful idea. Page 13.
He says the Dal of Parshas two and two. You never think about it then. The Kasha Glover was the greatest. Yeah.
He says, the Shabbos Shalom and Shabbos Zohar are about Mechiras Yosef, and Para and Achodesh is about the Egel. There was the two things that we have to work on. The Mechiras Yosef, that was the original seed of lack of Amunah. And what eventually, that's the Kohos. The Egel all the way to the Avodah Zarah. It's a Shmek of Avodah Zarah. It's not the real Avodah Zarah. But already the foundation got a little weak. Because if they would have really internalized the Amunah, they would have realized that Yosef was just a Shmir Hashem. Not, so he writes like this. Shkolim, what is Shkolim all about? Shkolim is the idea that everyone gives money, so when you need to bring a Korban Sibur, you have it from the Shkolim. That brings everyone together. And Amalek, and destroying Amalek, was Amalek is the one who was the Kotzes. He wanted to bring Pirud in Yisrael. Right? At Purim, we get all together. So the avoda of Shkolim and Zohar. Shkolim is to bring everyone together through the Machzis HaShekel. And destroying Amalek. Amalek is the one who wants to separate everybody. So we destroy Amalek and we give Matanos Yomim and Shochmos to bring everyone together. So our avoda of the first 2 weeks is Shkolim and Zohar. Is to mechaper for the chet mechiras Yosef, and then we come to Parah and Achodesh, and we know that Chazal say that Parah is mechaper for the chet Egel, right? And Pesach is also, because what's Pesach about? What's Korban Pesach? That was their Avodah Zarah, that was the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, and now we go into Mishach, so we don't believe. We don't believe in that Avodah Zarah. So that's connected to the real Avodah Zarah of the Chet of Mechiras, of the Chet of Egel. And that's the progression. So at the beginning, and this will happen Chodesh Nisan. So Chodesh Nisan, what happens in Chodesh Nisan? We need a kapara for the Chet of Egel, for the Chet Mechiras Yosef, Chet of Egel. And because one really stems from the other. One is the real Avodah Zarah. The one is the Ke'il of it, Avodah Zarah. Is the Ke'il Kohes, that they were angry on Yosef. The Ke'il of it, Avodah Zarah. And that's the progress over here. And that's the Sabra Rebbe writes here on page 17. On the right, second, the arrow on the right. Right, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Noach, Lichos, the kosher, person who easily gets angry and doesn't easily get pacified is a Rasha. He says, why? Because if you're Kohes, then it's Kibo Avodah Zarah, so then you're pushing away the Shechina. You're pushing away the Shechina. And Mela, if a person doesn't have the Shechina with him, then he's not going to be able to fight the Yitzhara, and therefore he'll become a Rasha. And then he quotes as well from the Ramami Panu. Very interesting thing. Ramami Panu is a Makubal. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, he's talking about going to the mikvah, I guess, for men. Page 19. Sarach lasos tviva pamayim b'shavua. He says, you go to mikvah on Tuesdays and Fridays. V'chavei ki mikvah b'gematria kas. Wow. Mikvah she tikuno levatel hakas mimenu.
And I explain here, based on that the Shaila Torah explains on the Sefer Chinuch, that when you go into the mikveh, like you're reborn, it's like the time of Tov Avo, and now you're re-emerging. Because you're bringing back to the Amunah in Hashem of the creation of the world. And that's what we're coming back to Parshas Bereishis every time it's like you're being recreated. So that's Mechazek the Amunah. And then, Rav Shechter always quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gives everyone what's you know, they deserve. On page 10 and then page 11. Because everyone has what he needs, and Hashem gives to everyone. But kas gematria mikvah, because mikvah reminds us of the original creation of man, and we go through it every time. Ki'ilu, we're reborn, do tshuva, and that brings us back to Amunah b'Hashem. That's how some explain. So in Mela, that's the idea. So again, look, the reality is we're human beings. And if something is gonna happen, we're gonna be frustrated. We're gonna be upset. And it's normal. You can't expect to be on this Madrega. This is like a high Madrega. I mean, you see, the Shvatim, they were high Madrega, so they were accountable that how come they didn't have a Muna that Yosef was really a Shliach Hashem. So we don't expect ourselves to all of a sudden be on this Madrega. And anything goes wrong, but we should realize, bring into our lives this notion that Hashem ultimately, like Rabbi Tuchman always says, is running the world. And it's not this one, it's not that one, you know, and Hashem is really running the world. And we should bring that more into our lives. And, you know, Hashkacha, and a Shidduch, and a job, and anything you do, is Yad Hashem. And you should realize that we should have more an awareness, like Rabbi Feldman was speaking on Shabbos, more awareness of that. And that's the, and because once we are loose on that, then anything can go. Any Aveira could possibly happen once we're not, like Rabbi Feldman was speaking about it, and Charles showed us, once we have this loose end over here. So when the Mishkan is being brought, this is the lesson that has to be learned. That you have to bring two kaparas. You have to bring a kapara for the chayv Yosef, because one stands from the other, and it doesn't happen overnight. You just bow down to an eagle. You don't bow down to an eagle overnight. It starts off with one something loose in the Amunah, and then it builds. So again, Amunah is something we should think about. It's, you know, sometimes a person can go through his whole yeshiva career, and he can grow, like someone once said, in learning. But in Amunah, he never worked on Amunah. So it's something we should think about and realize that Hashem is running the world, and we should be close to Hashem, and that Hashem will lead us in the proper way that's good for us.